World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, the Bible teaches us to be ready in season and out of season. And this morning, it's appeared to be out of season for quite a while. I said, what are you talking about, Coach? Well, my internet was down. I come down to the multi-million dollar studio, down the million dollar escalator, and get down to my studio, and I don't have any internet. So I run upstairs and go up there where it's not as, you know, it's not like a million dollar studio up there. It's just a place I live. We go up there, and there's no internet up there. And then Steve Deck shows up, and John Lovin shows up, and I run out back and plug it in, get off of their hotspot. I don't even know what that means, but I did it and finally got up on. And when I get up on, then somebody says, hey, Coach, you're up. So here we go. And here's the thing. They say the man without a plan is always at the mercy of the man with a plan. So I don't have a plan this morning, so I'm at the mercy of those of you out there who do have a plan. A lot of good stuff going on. We're getting ready for Sky High, and man, a lot of stuff going on up there. We've got some cleaning to do, some mowing to do. We've got a lot of stuff really to get fixed up. We'd still love for you to be able to come, folks. Come and just be part of the fellowship. And if you've never been to one of these events, I don't know how to explain it. Look, we got schedule. Spencer, I was going to send you all this stuff this morning. Of course, I didn't get a chance to. The schedule, you don't have that, do you, Spencer? I don't think I did. So you can say, well, who's speaking when? When are they speaking? Okay, so here's what it is. By the way, you better check out with me because we have roads closed all around Sky High. The main thoroughfare, north and south thoroughfare, is closed. You cannot get to Sky. If you put on there 6591 Crescent Hill Road, you ain't going to get here because the roads are all shut down. So I'm trying to get that up on the internet as well to tell you how to be able to get there. But here is where is that, Gary? All right. Here's what's going on. Sort of is the way we see it. Friday night, I won't talk about that. Supper starting at 5. Sheila Holmes going to present at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Got a computer working now, huh? Followed by, that's all we're going to do, campfire, fireworks, all that stuff afterwards. So if you're really busting your butt to get in here on Friday night, you'll miss Sheila if you don't make it. Saturday's loaded, and we'd love to have you come on Saturday. Saturday morning, 9 a.m. sharp, Flip Benham, guy who baptized Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade, Norma McCorvey. Jane Roe, Flip Benham, baptized her. Stood outside he'll tell the story, maybe not. He stood outside the abortion mill where they were murdering babies and pleading with her, yada, yada, yada. And because she was be out there trying to get people to get abortions. And Flip was just kept after and kept after and kept after. And her kids were, Flip's children kept going over and praying for her. And lo and behold, Miss Norma comes to the Lord. Isn't that something? And so the whole Roe versus Wade, she was Jane Roe. That's it. That's Norma McCorvey. Flip Benham led her to the Lord. Powerful, powerful story. Anyway, so Flip's going to speak 9 to 10. 9 to 10 Saturday morning. If you've never heard Flip, dudes, I'm telling you. Then at 10:30, Glenn's going to talk to us a little bit about finances and silver. Are you guys following what's going on with silver? Huh? Are you following it? You understand your paper dollars are no good? Glenn's going to make it. Presentations for at 10:30 to 11:30 noon. We're going to have dinner at 2 o'clock. Chad's going to do a little bit of an organization meeting, get us all together, yada, yada, yada. 3:30 to 4:30. Attorney Tom Renz will be here, make a presentation. At 7 o'clock that night, we're going to have a Q&A. And it's just going to be good. The food on the ground here. Although if you're in a hotel, you might want to grab one of their free donuts in the morning. But other than that, we got food and everything for you. And we'd love for you to, even if you can only just make a day trip, say, you know what? I'm not doing anything Saturday. Let's drive over Saturday, and starts at 9 o'clock, and we'll hear Flip Benham. You will not be the same after you hear Flip Benham. No offense to Sheila, and no offense to Tom Renz, and no offense to Chad, no anybody. Just, you'll never be the same. So that's this weekend. We got a lot going on. Campfires. Roger Weaver's going to set off some fireworks for us, and maybe some boat rides, a lot of different stuff. So again, if you're local and you can only make it on Saturday, it starts at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Saturday, and it goes to about 9 o'clock Saturday night. Campfire, yada yada yada. So just kind of a heads up of exactly what's going on. That's the schedule. Spence, I don't know if I got that to you. By the way, also, if you've registered, as I said, you can't get here the way the GPS is going to take. Probably not going to be able to get there. So we're going to have posted up on our website the actual directions on how to get there. It's just a little, you just drive a different square is all you do. Instead of getting off and coming down, going this way, you get off, you turn left, you run another square and come around. So it's not a real long detour, but it's, you know, it can screw you up if you don't know where you're going. I don't want to get 1,000 calls.
Just so you know, the maps that I use coming here show you going around the detour.
Oh, okay. So Steve said if you go to Maps, the Maps app, it will take you around the thing. But see, Spencer, we don't need to do this, right? So folks, you're going to get off the freeway, whether you come west or east, doesn't matter. You get off the freeway, Route 13, go north. You go north to the first traffic light, and you turn left. And you go down there about a quarter of a mile, and then you turn left again. And you're just making a square, all right? So I just don't want you all to get lost at Golly, because you can't get down that big road where Legend Valley is down Route 13, can't get down there. So you'll get frustrated. Say, Coach, how do I get there? Well, I'm trying to help you now, tell you how to do it, all right? Cool. I don't know if anybody has any questions on that. I don't know what kind of show this is going to be because, like I said, I got a million things going on and I didn't have a chance to get prepped. But I got some good news. Spencer, I did send you two things this morning. Number one, so pull that up. This is from Dale Socha, who, by the way, is on his way. He and his wife and a couple of his kids, I think. And they were at the museum, the Bible Museum yesterday, what a creation museum. Went there.
We're at the Creation Museum today. We were at the Noah's Ark yesterday.
Noah's Ark, yeah. That ark's something, isn't it, Dale? I mean, it makes the Bible come alive anyway. So there's this great thing. Folks, listen, I'm going to tell you this. We are winning. It may not feel like we're winning everywhere we can, but we have to be careful about this, that the right, no, the left, whatever that means, and I'm not talking Republicans and Democrats, please stop thinking that way, okay? They're the same bird. Two wings of the same bird, I'm just telling you, they are. But there's grassroots stuff going on. For instance, I'll let Dale come in and talk about this here in a minute. The state of Louisiana, that's the way they say it down there, Louisiana. The state of Louisiana, yesterday, Dale, what the heck's going on down there with the Ten Commandments?
The governor, well, we knew this was coming, Coach. We saw it pass in the House, we saw it pass in the Senate, and yesterday the governor signed it. Coach, this has gone viral around the world. UK News is picking this up. The Ten Commandments will be posted in poster size for all to see. In other words, it cannot be smaller than 11 inches by 14 inches. But
in
not
the
only
schools.
Is it in
the schools.
All from pre-K through colleges, from pre-K to every classroom, not just in the schools, but into every single classroom. And next to it also would be posted the Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact, and a 200 wording and court cases showing the precedent that this was the establishment of the Americas that we want.
Yo, hang on a minute. Everybody turn your volume up or down. Boom! Now look, how long have we been saying that all of this stuff still right now is in the hands of the church, folks? It's in the hands. We still have local government, right? We still have local government. And the people in, by the way, in the recent decision that came down regarding abortion, I can't remember the official name of it, they obliterated the idea of the separation of church and state. There is no longer any separation of church and state. Meaning what? That the state of Louisiana or the state of Ohio or the state of Michigan or the state of New Jersey, their legislature can pass a law demanding the posting of the Ten Commandments. You see what's going on, folks? This is all local stuff that's going on. So now we know that Louisiana said the posting of the Ten Commandments in every school in Louisiana, and the courts can't do anything about it. The courts can't come in and say separation of church and state. No, no. Because why? It was the states that created the feds. That's what the Ninth and Tenth Amendments are about, states' rights. So, boom. Hey, by the way, Dale, I'm going to bring you back in here a second. Let me connect Randy to this thing. Because, Randy, that's what those federal court mapping and stalking and staking, that's what that's all about, isn't it, Randy? To bring down those high places, Psalm 2, the kings of this earth who set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, and the people stand up and pull those strongholds down, say, no, no, we are going to govern our own selves. Are you out there, Randy? Am I there?
Amen, Coach. You got to remove what's there to replace it, right?
In other words, in order to put on a new roof, you got to take the old shingles off most times, right? And so we do that by what? Casting down imaginations, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity the obedience of Christ. And so we stand up locally and say, not in our county, dude, not in our state, dude. No, 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 you ain't going to do that in our state. Folks, this is big, big news, man. It's big news. Now, Dale, because this is happening in Louisiana, this is going to spread like wildfire. We're winning, folks. Now, one more thing. Pull that thing I've had up, the only thing I sent you this morning. Because look at this. Dr. David Martin confirms, you see this, Steve? Steve Duck's over, I'm hiding him. The U.S. District Attorneys and U.S. Sheriffs are working together. Hey, folks, screw Washington, D.C. Screw them. The U.S. District Attorney and U.S. Sheriffs are working together to criminally charge Anthony Fauci, Ralph Baric, Peter Daszak, and many others for racketeering collusion in creating the Wuhan virus and premeditated murder of thousands by remdesivir and the COVID vaccines, which are not actually vaccines, but bioweapons of mass destruction, as confirmed by a recent court affidavit by Dr. Francis Boyle, the architect of the Bioweapons Anti-Terrorism Act in 1989. In other words, they called it a vaccine, Steve, and it wasn't a vaccine, friends. It wasn't a vaccine. They just called it one. There's another one. Pull that up, Spence. So this is the same news release, all right? The Vyers Law Group, in conjunction with Edward L. Tarpley Jr. APLC, and with the support of the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation, these are some groups out there, right? We can win! Come on! Has announced the submission of criminal referral requests to the district attorneys of 9 Louisiana. Dale, you guys are stirring it up down there. Huh? We went down. You guys remember we went down there? 9 district attorneys to 9 Louisiana parishes to initiate criminal investigations against Fauci, Walensky, that wicked woman, Francis Collins, Deborah Burks. You guys remember these people that lied to us? How about some of those news? How about Joe, what's his name down there in Florida, the Morning Joe? He lied to us, huh? How about all those guys that lied to us about Fauci, Collins, Burks, Daszak, Bright, Redfield, Hahn, Cliff Lane, for alleged crimes committed against Louisiana citizens preceding and during the COVID-19 pandemic. The extensive 30-page plus criminal referral requests have been submitted to the district attorneys from Caddo, East Baton Rouge, Jefferson, and other counties or parishes. Dale, what the heck's going on down there?
We are awakened. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Let me just go back to Jeff Landry, to the ACLU and all that. Understand this. Jeff Landry is an incredible constitutional attorney, and he's already come out and said, bring it. I'm looking forward to the lawsuits. In other words, do you think that these guys just sat back and thought about doing this, Coach, and didn't have a plan in place? These guys are ready. You know why? They have, listen, the same victory that we got through Tony Spell, where did that come through? The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is, guess
which
what?
Which we staked.
This is going to be a victory there. And the same Supreme Court that gave Tony Spell the victory in the state of Louisiana, guess what? It is heavily 7-2. We're going to have victories there. These guys are all ready for it. And this right here, I'm excited about it because Jefferson Parish, where I reside, is one of those parishes, and I will be forwarding these links to my sheriff, who I'm sure is aware. Yes, Coach, all I can tell you, I told you this 2 months ago, there's freedom. I smell freedom in the state of Louisiana.
Amen. Good news, right, folks? So, again, remember, all politics is local. We can make a difference locally, but we got to get involved to it. And look, I'm going to tip my cap because I was talking. Who was I talking to last? Oh, we had a nice banquet last night with, it was only about eight of us there. Joe Blystone was there. And anyway, I'm going to get into that. Talking about where we are and what's going on and how we need to stand up and push back locally and how Joe Blystone with the dirty tricks they played against. He ran for governor here in Ohio and the dirty tricks that they played against him and the Republicans and the Democrats, yada, yada, yada. And we have got, we just got to get organized and push back by the literally millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans. What do you suppose the poll would be if you walked into the local favorite bar and said, how many of you guys think that a boy can be a girl? What do you think the poll would be? What do you think a poll would be if you went to the NASCAR race, your local NASCAR race, went to the Indianapolis 500 and said, let's take a poll on how many think that boys ought to be able to play girls' sports. What do you suppose the poll would be? See, we have to understand of the demonic influence of our government. That's what we're fighting against. Kings of this, I hate to be redundant. Hey, Chad, repetition is the heart of education. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against their anointed, against the anointed. And friends, do you understand that the guy, I don't pick whatever town you are, whatever city you're in, do you think the guy who ends up running for county commissioner was just selected out of nowhere? Or was there some committee behind the scenes that selected him to run as the Republican representative? Right? And so they go out and they select these guys who are either Masons or bought and sold or whatever it was. They run them as Republicans, and they're no more interested in restoring your individual rights or the freedom of religion than a monkey is eating a day-old banana. They're not interested in it, friends. And that's what they've been able to. And John F. Kennedy warned us, infiltration, not invasion. And what was it that the guy in Texas, I see his face, doesn't matter, the congressman, Louis Gohmert, what was it when they asked him? How many real Christians in Congress? 435 members of Congress and 100 senators, so that's 535. And he said, how many of them are real Christians? And Louis said, maybe 50. I didn't mean 10%. Maybe 50. Now ask yourself this. Did every one of those 435 representatives, did they hire Christian associates? Did they hire Christian staff? Chances are, no, they didn't. Oh, wait a minute. They hired conservative staff. You know what conservative staff is, right? Those are the ones who love to go over and start wars because it's good business for money. It's good money business. That's what conservatives do, right? That's what conservatives do. And so we have to understand the situation we find ourselves in and what's happening. Understand there's an awakening going on. It's happening right here, right around all of us. I said I wasn't going to say much. It's been 19 minutes. I did pretty good for not having much to say, right? Yeah, Dale, it's pretend salt. Pretense. Man, if you can get here to hear Flip Benham, even Sunday morning, if you're close, come to Sunday morning service and hear Flip. Okay, I'm going to back up for a minute. It's good to have Steve Deck here. Steve Deck is like, he's the grandfather at Sky High. Steve has done so much work over there. Steve, I was able to plug that camper in off that power yesterday. My grandkids did it, right? Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so a lot of good stuff going on. Folks, the economy is in just awful. We don't even know where we are in the economy. I mean, we really don't know. They're gonna boom us on the dollar here at some point. There's going to be some really, really tightening and some really, really tough times. Not trying to scare you, just telling you. And we're going to make it through it. We're going to make it through it. But we got some tough times ahead of us. Joe Allen, come on in.
Yeah, the laws that's happening in Louisiana is starting to spread like wildfire.
Yes, sir. That's right.
It's on the news down here in South Carolina. Even the governor of South Carolina has come up there. It takes a good looking at Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Boom, hey, Joe, Dale.
Let me give you another boom here real quick. Because Randy keeps pounding this in my ear. In a good way. Hey, friends, is anybody here, anybody on this show right now, on this call right now, does anybody remember when a group of about 100 of us went to the Georgia Guidestone? Do you remember that? Huh? People thought we were crazy, and just a bunch of us, we went down there. Dale brought this great big cross and put it up on top over it, and we prayer walked around that thing. There's a demonic edifice down there, right? And then lo and behold, I come down starting the show about 6 months later, although my timing could be off, watching the show. I'm doing some research, and what happened? Boom, flashes up. Georgia Guidestones exploded. Hey, Randy, would that be a coincidence? Randy, you think? Just a coincidence that we went down there? Would that just be a coincidence that maybe when we go back and reclaim the courts, the Lord loves justice and judgment? When we as people, when he says to us, every place you put your foot, I've given to you as an inheritance. Go ye into all the world, teach them to. What happens if we would actually do that? What if we actually did that? Well, I think if we look around, we're seeing all kinds of fruit. We did it down in Louisiana. We went down there with Tony Spell. We prayer walked down there that federal court. Come on, folks. Come on. At what point do we say, you know what, coach, this, I don't know if this is a coincidence anymore. It seems like you do this. And this light comes on. Push that button and this light comes on. I wonder if I push this button, if this light will come on. Are we going to hold the Lord at his word or not? Are we going to sit back and cower and fear, afraid of the government waiting for us to be taken out of here? Or are we going to do what he tells us to do? Occupy till I come. Roger, come on in. We lost Roger.
No. I just wanted to quickly emphasize Sunday morning, the fellowship on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
If you can't make anything but Sunday morning, yes, that is well worth it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Roger. And I just want to tip my cap to Roger, because Roger's financially behind this, and we appreciate all he's done, not just the fireworks, but Roger's really been in our corner on this one. So yeah, folks, come Sunday morning. Just come Sunday morning. We'll take communion. It's going to be great. Thanks, Roger. Let's see. Mary Jane, Jeff Klein.
We always talk about local. Here's what's going on here locally. I got a little tidbit last night.
Mount Vernon, Ohio, folks, just about 25 miles north of where we are here. Go ahead, Jeff.
About a month and a half ago or whatever it was, I give the mayor's office the natural family information. Didn't hear nothing for a couple weeks, called back, got my permit that 1 week for the square for the month. I said, did the mayor ever look at that stuff? He said, well, I give it to him. I said, well, tell him I need to look it over. I need to talk with him about that. So another week goes by, I called back in. I said, hey, haven't heard anything. And I said, get me a 10-minute meeting with the mayor. Can you do that? He said, yeah, I can get that done. I said, all right. So in the meantime, them gay flags go up, the pride flags go up in Mount Vernon. Now
the
city's
flying the gay flag, right, Jeff?
Yeah. So I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, this is ridiculous, because on May 9th, just a little over a month ago, the mayor spoke to a Christian group. They promoted it. He wanted to speak to them about, he as a Christian, he wants Christ-centered city of Mount Vernon. And
yada, yada, yada.
I should have went to the meeting, and I didn't. I missed an opportunity there. So now all of a sudden, last night, I'm talking. I'm like, I got to get back in there. I got to get in there and see that mayor. I've been saying the last couple of days, I'm going to call in. I'm going to demand that meeting. I want to know who put them gay flags up. Was the mayor given permission? City council given permission? Who did it? So last night I'm talking to a guy, and the information has come from a guy that ran for county commissioner, which they wouldn't let him get in, and he was a Christian. And after I talked to him a couple months ago, I'm like, okay, I'm with you. I was going to promote him, put his sign in my car lot. Well, he told it, his information is, nobody give the homos the permission to put them flags up. They just popped up. So all of a sudden, mysteriously, they come up. So now I'm going to go ask the mayor, who runs the city? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'll check it out and see what's going on. This
somebody popped them in, somebody can pop them out, sounds to me like, right?
Yeah, yep. So that's what we got here. Something small, but we'll go check it out.
Hey, listen, Jeff, these ain't small victories, folks. These are not small victories. It's like my granddaughters are playing t-ball. It's not even t-ball. It's coach pitch. when they first started, they didn't even know how to run the bases. But the more they've played, now they know how to run the bases. They know how to run them fast and know when to stop and everything. Why? Well, because they dipped their foot into the water and they swam a little bit, said, oh, I can do this. And then they swam a little bit more. That ought to be our Christian faith. Put your daggone toe in the water, will you? Put your toe in the water, take a stand, do a little bit of kicking, and you'll be surprised how many waves you're going to make and how much stronger you're going to get. Kevin.
So I wanted to go back to Dr. David Martin and the criminal charges filed in Louisiana, right? That was the first shoe to drop. Right now, he's in Austin, Texas, working with the state of Texas, filing criminal charges against all the same people, including the heads of Pfizer, Moderna, J&J. This is the second shoe to drop. Watch for more shoes to drop as more states get involved.
So, Kevin, what do they call those guys? Directors of hospitals, Steve, since you're a hospital builder over there, what are they going to be able to say? Well, we were just following the protocol. Say, yeah, but your protocol killed my father-in-law. And you gave him that remdesivir and you made everybody do it. Your decision killed my father-in-law. Folks, you see how far-reaching this thing could be? Dr. Paul, you just put a hand. What do you think about that, Paul? Are they going to care about that? Are they going to be able to pierce that protective layer of those hospital administrators? What do you think? Paul, can you, Dr. Paul, try to get you in here. The CEOs, who's responsible for all that, Paul? Because your guy goes into hospital, you're the doctor, and they go in there and somebody above you mandated this is the treatment you're going to take. Is there any accountability there, Paul? Evidently, he can't hear me. It's okay. I think there's some accountability there. I can't just say the devil made me do it. Steve made me do it. Are people going to say to the doctor, you mean you got a medical degree and you didn't even do any research on your own? You just did what Deck told you to do? Huh? Deck?
Following protocol of insurance companies and lawyers.
Oh, my goodness. Following the protocol of insurance companies and lawyers, Luciferians. Not Christian men and women making these decisions, right? They tricked us. What an upheaval this could be. Who I got going here? Randy, go. Then Jack and Dale and Rachel.
So apparently, Coach, apparently everywhere we put our feet and we put our voice together, where there's not just talk, not just sitting at home praying about it, but actually when you actually go there and stand on that ground, something happens.
And it does.
Something happens, Coach, whether I say it or you say it or whether if no one believes it, something's happened. So if we didn't go with Tony Spell, then we thought it was about lifting up Tony Spell. That might have been part of it. But part of that, Coach, was going to that Fifth Circuit.
That's right.
And going around it and making sure that those Supreme Court justices did what was right. And I'm telling you, Coach, when we – When we take down the high places, and you can't take them down by talking about it. You have to go do it with your body. Your body needs to be there. So there's something about going there and being on that ground that has a lot of merit, Coach.
As above, so beneath. Isn't that what the Luciferians say? As above, first above, then below, whatever. Huh? So we have to take spiritual authority over it. Once we take spiritual authority over it, we walk it out. But see, look. We haven't been taught at all that we can do this. I'm going to say it, Steve. I'm 71 years old, and not one time in my whole life have I ever prayed, come quickly, Jesus, come now. Not one time have I ever did that, ever. No, I pray regularly, Lord, show me what it is you'd have me to do. What is it that you would have me to do, Lord? Because why? Because I get grandchildren. If I keel over dead tomorrow, my grandchildren are going to remain and live in the country that I gave them. And I know a lot of people out there that don't know Jesus, and I don't want him to come yet. Have you guys thought this through? Even so, come quickly, Lord. Why? Because it's better for you? Better for you? What about the millions of unsaved people yet that need to come into the kingdom? And we sit around selfishly and pray, come quickly, Lord? Not me. I'm sorry, I ain't doing that. Come on in, Jack.
Amen, Coach. I agree with that one 100%. We're also self-centered, self-indulgent. It's ridiculous. Anyway,
Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Someone just popped out in the chat. Sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, we need a flag. We need to raise some money and get some really nice flags printed, made up, so that we have a flag to present to these communities. The Natural Family Foundation is such a powerful, powerful tool. It opens up conversations, it opens up doors, and it's hard for them to argue against. And a nice, nice flag, high quality, that we could put up and make them take it down. Put it up and make them take it down. If we had a few thousand dollars to buy a good amount of high quality flags, we could do that.
Let's get somebody to design them. See, look, because when you go to your city council,
yeah, we got a good design.
They can't say to you, well, we'd like to do that, Jack, but there's a separation between the church and state. Paul's saying, no, there isn't in Louisiana. There sure isn't in Louisiana. Why can't we do it? So we have to pull down those strongholds. We got to bring those strongholds down. Michelle.
Shirtless versus City of Boston. All you got to do is tell them Shirtless versus City of Boston, and you got them.
Right. They don't hear it. We got to become the messengers. Who did I say? So whoever I said, come on in. I think I said Michelle.
Hey, Coach, you had me first, and then you said, that's okay. Listen, the going off the heels of this was that Ninth Circuit Court ruling on the vaccinations, and it had to deal with the lower court's district on the classroom, these mandatory vaccinations, when they said that they're not vaccinations. Now, watch this. Here's a caveat, Coach. Elections have consequences. Because it was a 3-judge panel. Do you know who 2 of those judges were appointed by? This is the Ninth Circuit, the loonies out, liberals out there. You know who appointed those 2 judges? Oh, I know, Donald Trump.
Oh, no wonder they hate him. No wonder they hate him. Michelle. Rochelle. Judd, come on in.
Wow. This is a...
Can you hear me now?
Uh-oh, here we go. Hang on, Judd. Go ahead, Rochelle.
So sorry. New headphones. Yes, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to comment on what I think the doctors do. The hospitals give the protocol. And then as long as the doctors follow it, they are protected by the hospital with all of their lawyers and money and big, scary people. If you don't follow protocol, then you can be sued. And guess how many times you have to not follow protocol for the hospital to fire you? So that is why the doctors are forced into following these protocols or quitting, which I applaud the doctors who quit and did not follow these protocols, which called for our loved ones to be hooked up to ventilators unnecessarily or to be given remdesivir. And you know who's happy about this? All the people who run the funeral. And they're coming out now saying, look, I believe I read an article in New Zealand, they have all the numbers, guys. All mortality, what do they call that? All death mortality. Oh, goodness gracious.
Anyway,
it is up 24%. Just 24%. That's the extra people dying for no reason is up 24%.
So who brought down the gavel and said, this is a decision? Boom. Somebody somewhere is accountable. And as General Patton said, I think, or maybe it was Smedley Butler, I'm paraphrasing, said, at the end of the day, if you can't point your finger at somebody and said he was responsible, then nobody was ever in charge. And that's where we are, right?
All they had to do was clearly define the word vaccine. And it is clearly not safe and it is clearly not effective. And that's why thank goodness, there was some judges who got their decision correct.
Amen. Judah.
Well, we'll go into this topic, but at least it's good to note. Obviously, these judges that were appointed by Donald J. Trump made this official release on what date?
Help us. Anybody?
June 7th.
No. June 17th. So just to make that a special note, a marking per se, what will July 17th bring? Mm. And for some of those people, they're starting to understand this equation. You know, Dr. David Martin, so many people will not name the names, but he is the first. And the reason why is because he was part of an international board. And he is the only one in that international board who called out the family member of the bloodline, Dr. Francis Collins.
Mm.
Dr. Collins also had a very unique relationship before he was appointed by Obama to be the NIH director, that he was on the personal dole of the DeVos and the Van Andel families for the Amway Corporation at the Van Andel Institute of DNA Modification. So wow. It is super exciting. It is super exciting to know that his name is finally in the public.
Yeah, so look, huh? There's a guy. My battery must be dead. Take the vax.
So they now people heard the names of Dr. Fauci. They've heard the names of Dr. Burt, or what's her name?
Birx.
Debbie Birx.
Yeah.
They finally are now saying Dr. Francis Collins.
So Judd, so Michael DeWine, who closed down the Arnold 4 years ago, whatever it was, what's going to be his defense? There we go. There we go.
Vaccinate. Social distancing forever.
There we go. So Judd, here's the point I was making. Is Governor DeWine, who ordered all the schools, all that stuff, DeWine ordered that. Hey, Judd, who's he going to point the finger at and say, they made me. He made me do it. At the end of the day, somebody is responsible for it. And I don't care what they say, negligence, or what's that old line? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Wow, folks, there's some kingdoms that are going to come down.
Bringing back Nuremberg trials.
Nuremberg trials, huh? Whatever. Huh? They're going to have to empty the jails from the J6ers and put the medical people in them. That's the way I see it. Who hadn't been in here? Gene Schroeder, come on in, Gene, then Angie.
I'm not wanting to change the subject, but you're talking about way our government is going. I put on the top of this chat about Amy Coney and Clarence Thomas are arguing about our gun rights. And Amy Coney is going with the other side.
Amy Coney Barrett's going to go. She wants to grab our guns?
Yes. Well, anyway, she's going to put restrictions on them. And the Constitution says we have a right to bear arms. There's no restrictions there.
And by the way, it's inalienable, and the government can't do anything about it. The Second Amendment doesn't. The Second Amendment does not give you gun rights. It tells the government they can't do anything about you.
That's right. You're right.
Amen. Angie.
I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about what this whole and hospital administration thing. When I was a hospital administrative supervisor, my offices were right up there with the CEO, the chief medical officer, the CNO was right next to my office. The policies and procedures that we get from within the hospital, and I know this because I enforced them for almost 20 years as a leader and as a nursing leader in the hospital, those come down from the CDC. They come down from the government. And so we have to write these policies and procedures based on recommendations from the CDC or the NIH or, you know, all of these things that kind of come down with all these little think tanks from the government. And if the hospital doesn't comply with their policies and procedures that are supposed to align with these government entities, these government health entities, then their Medicaid or Medicare funding is pulled.
Yep.
You know,
yes.
I mean, that's where you, I mean, the government tentacles are everywhere.
So another word, Angie,
Yeah.
Angie, if your representative voted for that, they're liable then, aren't they?
Well, yeah, the Ohio Hospital Association is huge. The Pediatric Ohio Hospital Association, they're huge. They have tons of lobbying money, but they're all being, you know, it's all being funneled through the hospitals to from government entities to go in and lobby to these reps. I mean, you know, so Mike DeWine being the first to shut down a state in this country got lots of kickbacks and perks because he did that. He complied, right? And so, you know, so he'll default to the government told me to do it. You know what I mean? Like, they told me to do it.
Amen. Boy, we need some Nuremberg trials for sure. Let's see. Jack, come on. I'm sorry. Let's get, Jack's been there. Dale, then Jack.
Well, Coach, that you asked, where does that come down from? That came down from the World Health Organization to the CDC. That's exactly where the head of that monster is. Oh, that's another beautiful law that was signed, going to be signed by the governor. Guess what? Louisiana will be exempt from any UN or WHO order coming down to the state order.
Wow. Hey, Steve, what about all those good men of God who held jabbing sessions at their churches?
Shame on them.
Are they liable?
Franklin Graham.
Huh?
Jesus would take the shot.
Get it, folks? Huh? This is so, so deep. It's a separating of the sheep and the goats. Remember, don't ever forget this. The Lord loves justice and judgment. So should we. Huh? All of you out there who had a family member murdered by the government. Hey, no other way to say it. Murdered by the government. You ought to want some vengeance. Not the type of vengeance that I'm going to get even with them. No. The Lord loves justice and judgment. They killed, with their protocol, your loved one. Were we just supposed to hug them and tell them it's all okay? We trusted you. We paid you a lot of money. We listened to you. And you mean to tell me all the stuff that you were doing was a lie? And they'll say, well, I didn't know. I was just following protocol. Oh, yeah? Well, try that when you go out and you murder somebody. Say, well, I was just following the boss. Boss told me to do it. That doesn't work, friends. Doesn't work. Man, oh, man, this is so deep. Roger Burns hadn't been in there yet. Neither's Craig. Go Roger and then Craig. Go Roger.
Yeah, I stepped out for just a minute. So if somebody already talked about this, but State of Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has announced a lawsuit against Pfizer for misrepresenting the studies, saying they were safe and effective and stuff like that. And he mentioned in there about the pregnant women, how it was safe and effective when the results actually showed devastation. So he kind of mentioned that other states, depending on how Pfizer responds, other states are willing to jump in too. So
the camel's nose is under the curtain, isn't it? Huh? That's the way I see it. Camel's nose is under the curtain. All right. Craig hadn't been in there yet. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, along the same lines, the shot has limited women to be able to conceive, and a lot of them are having miscarriages.
Oh, my goodness. What's that worth in a court of law?
Well, I mean, look at it from God's wrath, okay? These were the bodies of the vessels of the spirits that might come to the Lord, right? This is why abortion, this is why the shedding innocent blood at abortion is you've stopped a spirit from being able to come into this world that the Lord has created. And he takes that very, very seriously. And that's really sad. You know, I have a friend of mine, his daughter is actually a pharmacist, and she got the shot, and they were really, really happy. You know, first grandchild, you know. Yeah. And about 3 weeks after they did this, right, she lost a baby. And I heard it from another friend around the corner. He goes, the guy was like, I wonder if this shot really has any. I've been here. Okay, he's starting to put the pieces together, right? Yeah. And the chances are, even have a gentleman in my church, right? He started having all these problems with his liver. And I was talking to him. I said, you know, did you get the shot? And he said, well, I didn't want to. I was in the hospital and they gave it to me. And now he has massive blood clots. He has to have a liver transplant. You know, anywhere where blood is, you know, of course, that's why all these women were shedding their uterus. Remember, they were getting a shot and they started having periods. They hadn't had periods in a while because the uterus area, you know, has so vascular. So anywhere where there's a lot of blood, you got these spike proteins. The best way I like to say it is everybody knows what a spike strip looks like when the cops use it. It flattens tires.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, these people have spike strips in the inside of their blood vessels. It's called your endothelial lining, and it's there. It's there, and it's there for life, unfortunately.
Amen, amen. Wow. Lord loves justice and judgment. Joe Allen. Excuse me.
Something's happening here. Didn't they just have New York governor on a hot thread there doing a deposition of his actions?
Yes. Yeah.
We also lost my wife's mother because of this.
Well,
happy days.
See, there's been no accountability. There's been no government accountability. For some reason, the elected officials, excuse me, think they have immunity. Supreme Court hasn't checked them. Why? Because it's all part of the same big game, right? And so then your rights are not secured, which is their job to secure these rights. Governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And they're not giving us, there's no consent from the governed. So what happens, a bunch of guys show up on January 6th and said, wait a minute, I didn't give, no, we didn't consent to this. We didn't consent to this. And the overreaching arm of government squashes them. And for the most part, America celebrates the fact that the government squashed these guys who did nothing more than to show up to petition their government for redress of grievances. I mean, this just connect the dots of what's going on. Rochelle.
It's just heartbreaking to think of these people and these families who have just lost so much because of this. I just wanted to remind people that it wasn't just the protocols, okay? They got massive amounts of money.
Yep.
Remember, just getting, first of all, it started off, just get them tested. So get those cases up. The more tests you get, then the more money we give you, and then the more shots you give, the more boosters you give.
Yep.
And even the protocols when they got sick, the sicker they got, the higher level of care they got to, the more money the hospitals got, until ultimately there were some hospitals getting $250,000 for a COVID death.
Hang on a minute, Rochelle. Churches were getting it. Churches were getting money. Right?
Yeah. COVID. The love of money. Huh.
It's unbelievable.
It's so wicked.
What you see? Oh my goodness! If we ever could sit back and make a chart and connect the dots, we would be shocked. Sheila, come on in.
Schools were getting the money. Keep your kids in the masks. Get your kids vaccinated. Not letting parents even have a decision. It's everywhere. Small businesses. Remember the 100 people? But if we backtrack, all of this stuff. The mandates were not laws. So we fell for it.
That's right. We complied, didn't we? We complied with an illegal mandate that's not a law. Oh, my goodness. It's so deep. Betty hadn't been in here yet. Go ahead, Betty.
Good morning. Yeah. I just wanted to say that, yes, I did lose my brother to remdesivir. But not only did I lose that through all this stupid scamdemic, I lost my family. It destroyed our relationship. And
wow, good point, Betty. Great point. And what's that worth, huh, folks? The destruction of businesses, family, friends, relationships. Well, it wouldn't be hard to show much in a court of law damages, would it, folks? Huh? Not hard at all. Randy.
Coach, do we see the pattern here? That it's very simple. When the righteous people, a righteous person that wants right, okay, more than they want wrong or evil, when they stand up, what happens? Sometimes it takes time, but what happens? Justice will come. But yeah. If the righteous don't stand up, and if people don't go, you know, fill in the gaps there for where there's a lack of righteousness, God's nature, God's God, then no justice. So the pattern is, Coach, we need to understand our actions of righteousness is what produces that justice. God wants justice, but he's waiting on his people.
Amen.
He's waiting on them to stand up and to push back. And look, Coach, a lot of people have blown the whistle, but what happened? A lot of them died, you're right? A lot of them were murdered. We know they've been assassinated, but you better be under God's covering. And if you are, he's got you. He has you. We can do this. There's no fear to it, you know. So the quicker we stand up and push back and remove the darkness in the high places,
That's the quicker
justice comes in, the quicker righteous, new righteous people, leaders come in. And that's the turn. It all comes down on who will stand up for that standard of righteousness.
Amen, Randy. So let me say this. I got 10 minutes under her. I'll get you in there. I promise. Look, hey, Fred, folks, you know me, man. I like to poke at the edges. And I just always like to ask the question. I tell people this. Ask them, who told you that? And why can you trust them? That's kind of the way I operate my life. Who told you that? And how can I trust them? And so this whole idea of, are you ready? This is a can of worms. Ordination. I don't know if you know this or not. Dave Allison is becoming a pastor. Randy Lunsford is becoming a pastor. Chad Estes is becoming a pastor. Jeff Klein is becoming a pastor. Do you understand it, folks? Do you understand? And why is it we always need some higher authority, some government authority to sanction the call that's upon our lives? Why is that? Got to go get a degree? You got to go get a degree to serve the Lord? Why do they want you to go get a degree to serve the Lord? So they can program you and control you. Because I can tell you right now, there are a lot of guys in the pulpit preaching things that are not true. But they got the degree. They can do the hermeneutics and the hymeneutics and the dermeneutics. They can do it inside and out. But they're missing it. They're missing it. I can start an argument right now on the rapture, pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib. We could have scholarly guys get into the debate here, and it would be over. We'd all be confused. And yet they tell you that you got to be a pastor. You got to be ordained minister. Somebody's got to lay their hands on you. It's part of our problem. Randy, you're already a pastor, dude. You already are. Who hadn't been in here? Mark Trump. Then Jeff. No, I'm sorry, Jeff. Just sorry. Good, Mark.
Yeah, Coach, I was just going to point out this medical thing is a snake eating its tail the way you described it. You know, and it's a pyramid scheme money-wise and all that. Yep. But look,
yes, it is. Yes.
Bill Gates did this first.
Unbelievable.
Bill Gates did it with computers. You get a virus, you need an inoculation, and he gets paid. Wow. All right, so it's all about the flow of money. All right, the very first thing you had me teach on, okay, was transhumanism. Now, as medicine improves, you're going to get gadgets that make you feel better. And they'll need updates, Coach.
Oh, yeah.
The only way that Bill Gates made money is if everyone had a computer. So what was his goal? Put a computer in every home.
Wow.
All right. So now he's got a goal. He wants a chip in every human.
Because if he has a computer, if he controls every computer in every home, he's got control of them, doesn't he? So now they put a chip
not just
in
that.
Him.
Inoculation, boosters. What's a booster on a computer? It's a patch, an update. So once they get you hooked on a digital device, the new medicines, you'll feel better, but you'll need a patch. That's all pharmaceuticals are now, Coach. They're patches. Goodness. And it's a snake eating its tail. Can you see it?
I can.
So the doctors are in the middle feeding the snake you, right? And
that's
it's
right.
Just a circle. And Bill Gates figured this out. He's all over these vaccination things from the beginning. This is why it's a parallel revenue stream for him.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. Create a problem and then offer the solution, right? That's what
Bingo.
They do. There it is. Wow, Mark, that's a connection I would never have.
And then blame it on Russia. Blame it on Russia. Russia did it.
Oh, my goodness. Jeff Nell coming in.
Hey, Coach, hear me okay? I'm at the airport.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, you got to let us know when you're arriving so we can pick you up or whatever. Text me.
I got to run a car, brother.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to meet Roger Reaver for dinner. But anyway, let's hear some good news. On the 18th, went to the Washoe County Commissioners, and we got a favorable LGBTQ on the Library Trustee Board not to be reassigned. We won 3-2 in the vote. So God is working, staking is working, and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. See, it's time somebody ran on an anti-LGBTQ platform. not be ashamed of it. I'm running to stop this stuff from being indoctrinated to our children. That's my platform. That's what I'm running on. Yeah, that'd be good. That's the ticket. Judah.
Good stuff. Mark Trump, you nailed it in terms of this transhuman agenda topic. And as you carry that in, I implore everybody on this call, do the homework and research on this key phrase, the medical mile. Where is it located? If you want to look up who is the ownership of the medical mile in America, it will show you everything that has come back to this Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Francis Collins topic. And it's very unique because Eisenhower actually warned us of this second military industrial complex.
Yes. Yep.
And so as you get into this, what's great is I look at this whole thing. Sheriff Darleaf has put his foot down and it's connected to this medical mile. And what's so great is he's contacted the Republican in the state of Ohio named Mr. Jordan. And so guess what? He's poking the bear.
Good.
Sheriff Darleaf sent him a letter and got no response. And then guess what? Darleaf said, hey, I'm going to follow up. I'm a sheriff and I'm going to get an answer out of this. Hey, Jordan, are you going to reply to us? Hey, Jordan, now he's going out on Twitter and verbally telling the world, hey, Jordan, are you going to reply? What is going to happen here? Meanwhile, Robin Voss is getting election stuff handled in terms of election fraud in the state of Wisconsin. And at the same time, people want to know, why is Donald Trump calling out his people in Wisconsin? And so I think it's awesome that he goes up there and does a rally, and he's going to be able to call out all the people from Whitewater College. And so this whole Wisconsin thing going through Racine, Paul Ryan is being called out.
On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. Yeah, amen, baby. Oh, my goodness, this is a great The momentum is so going our way, folks. Don't miss it. Oh, my goodness. Jeff, now, do you want to get back in quickly? Hands up. Just didn't get it down to the airport, probably. Sheila.
Just mentioning about the map. I went on the website, went to events, went down to the map. Looks pretty easy, but it refers me back to Google Maps. But there isn't anything describing what the turns were that you talked about. Just wanted to let you know.
Well, I have it. They just haven't posted it yet. I have that all in. When are you rolling in here, Sheila? Didn't hear me. Kevin.
All right. So you remember how they had to reclassify the meaning and definition of a vaccine twice to get these jabs to comply? Okay. So with the court cases with Dr. David Martin, what has come to light and what's been ruled on is the fact that the panel that did that had zero authority to change that definition, because the definition of a vaccine is written into law, and the law was never changed. So there's no such thing. That's right. There's no such thing as a perfect crime. And they had no authority to do that, and that's going to be a big undoing. So just want to throw that in there.
Amen. Jack.
Yeah, what Mark connected there were excellent with Bill Gates. But if you take that and extrapolate that over to Apple, DARPA gave Steve Jobs the technology for Apple, so that the government had the back door right into NSA. So Gates had the people, and they need all the technology patches, and then Jobs funneled all that information right into NSA. Yeah.
It's all demonic, all demonic. Hey, folks, listen, make it Sunday. If you can't make it this weekend, come Sunday morning. Come Sunday morning, 9 to 11. It'll be an unbelievable thing. You get to be part of what Reverend Flip Benham's got to preach to us. And great fellowship. God bless you. Got to run. See you tomorrow.